What is that shadow? The material facilities offered in relation to this illusory body.
咁咩叫呢個影子呢？就係呢一個物質上嘅設施啊，供應咧係各類嘅咧，係俾呢個身體去享受嘅嘢。
Dost thou work, dost thou be, as that is said in the Christian Bible.
基督教嘅聖經講到，你是塵土咧，你仍要歸於塵土嘅，呢個身體係咁樣嘅。
We have a real existence beyond this dust.
我哋有一個嘅存在咧，係唔止係呢個咁嘅軀體嘅存在，呢個塵土嘅存在嘅。
The Vedas tell us.That we can cleanse the dust from the mirror of our heart by chanting the Lord's holy names, the Hare Krishna mantra.
我哋經典講到，我哋可以通過唱著呢個 Hare Krishna mantra 咧，嚟到抹乾淨我哋內心裏邊嘅積塵嘅。
And taking shelter of a bona fide associate of the Lord, who is descended from His abode to deliver us.
我哋去托庇一個咧係主嘅係親密嘅同遊，佢親自咧係從靈性世界降凡咧嚟到呢個物質世界去拯救我哋嘅。
Such a self-realized soul is called guru。
如此一位嘅自我降嘅靈魂咧，就叫做 guru 靈性導師。
And the scriptures tell us that Sri Guru is a manifestation of God's form and personality。
經典講到 Sri Guru 原理嘅靈性導師咧，係神嘅形象啦，同佢嘅性格嘅展示嚟噶。
He's God's associate, His manifestation, and He carries with us God's power.
咁都係神嘅形象嘅展示啦，佢帶住有神嘅能帶領到你噶。
By taking shelter of such a bona fide Guru, one can become free from birth, old age, disease, and death.
通過去托庇一位咁真實無畏嘅靈性導師嘅時候，我哋能夠免除於咧重複嘅生老病死。
Which is caused by forgetfulness of God or Krishna。
生老病死係因為我哋忘記咗神啊或者 Krishna 咧而引致嘅。
Because the Guru turns our attention and our heart from the illusory dust to the beautiful reality of God and His abode。
因為靈性導師幫助我哋咧。係嚟到係擺脱咗咧，係對呢一個咁樣嘅係短暫嘅係塵虛入嘅方面嘅依附啦，讓我哋咧係轉向於神嘅居所。
When the dust from the mirror of the heart is cleansed, I can see myself, I can see everyone around me, and I can see the world.
咁當我哋心入面嘅積塵入邊抹乾淨嘅時候咧，我哋可以見翻我自己啦，我可以見到其他人同埋我可以整個周遭嘅世界，我都可以見到。
Sri Guru opens up our eyes.Which are blinded by ignorance of our real self.
靈性導師將我哋眼睛去啟開、啟明嘅，我哋咧係愚昧於自己真正嘅本我、真我係點樣嘅
？With the torchlight of transcendental knowledge.
佢用呢個超然知識嘅火炬咧，睜開我哋嘅眼睛。
And now, all of you, because of your many, many births of spiritual pious activity.
今日到嚟嘅來賓咧，因為你已經好多生活都細咧，累積咗一啲係靈性嘅。
And your subsequent longing to be free from the limits of the material universe.
同埋有此嘅時候咧，大家都有咁嘅渴求啦，希望咧係擺脱出咧呢個有十分有限制嘅物質宇宙嘅。
We've all assembled in this place, and by God's arrangement, His own associate is sitting before us.
我哋今晚呢次齊集咧，而在神嘅安排之下咧，神嘅親身嘅朋友咧。
He's come to give the message of Godhead and the message of our relationship with God coming down on a long chain of the simple succession. We cannot calculate the great fortune that we have this evening. But that seed of our fortune.Will gradually fructify, and one day we will experience that seed turning into a big, flowering, fruitful tree.
咁我哋呢個係好運嘅種子，而家開始咧係萌芽咧，然之後有一天我哋會經驗佢咧，呢個種子咧會成為一個係佈滿住係果實嘅一棵嘅係好豐富嘅大樹噶。
And the creepers of that tree surround itself around the lotus feet of the Lord.
然後到時咧，呢棵樹咧啲蔓藤咧會嚟到係。圍繞主啊，即係主嘅蓮花族噶。
So we're all very fortunate to be here tonight with Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
我哋今日非常之幸運啦，能夠有幸咧同師父係見面噶。
多謝。Yes, should we speak something? So the order of my Gurudev, the Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, I will speak a few words. So there's one shloka that Srila Gurudev likes, and it's a basic shloka that I try to always remember. Latva dolavam idam bhavasam vabante manushyam aratadam anityam apiha dira tu nam yatet anapatet anumritya van mishraya saya vishaya karusaravatasya. And the translation goes like this. This human form of life is attained only after many, many births. Now, although this human body is temporary, it can give the highest truth. And it can be a springboard leading to the ultimate spiritual perfection. Now, sense gratification, for which most people use this body, is available in any species of
life.
Dogs and hogs, stool-eating animals, cockroaches, they all enjoy sense gratification in the same way that humans enjoy. Therefore, this human body is not really meant for sense gratification, it is meant for self-realization. Therefore, an intelligent person should use this human body with one point of dedication. And without delaying for even a second, for even a moment. For the purpose of attaining the ultimate perfection. Before death comes. Because we don't have much time here, and we don't know how long we have to live. And when we are forced to leave this body, we cannot take anything with us. We cannot take a single hair. But what we can take is any spiritual development, even a little sincere devotional service that we have performed, that will come with us to our next life. Because this creates an eternal spiritual credit that is never lost. Now this process can only be attained with the help of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means association with a sadhu, a saintly devotee.
Sadhu Sangha, 即是同聖人的聯誼。
He is connected to the spiritual world.
他是同聖人的聯繫的。
He has one foot here and one foot in the spiritual world.
他有一隻腳在書,有一隻腳在靈性的世界。
And he can take us or lead us in that direction.
他可以帶領我們朝那個方向走。
He can give us a visa.
可以給我們一個簽證。
And without such a visa, we can never go there. So Sadhu Sangha is the backbone of bhakti.
Sadhu
Sangha is Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Shava Sastra Koi, Lava Mantra Sadhu Sangha Sarasiddhi Hoi. All the Sadhu Sangha, association with Sadhu, all the scriptures say that even a momentary association with such a Sadhu gives all perfection.
So,
our fortune is incalculable, But we should be careful and thoughtful to use this rare human form of life. To cultivate the offer to reach this ultimate spiritual perfection. And what is this spiritual perfection? The cultivation of Krishna Bhakti.
Sanjan Maharaj, so to speak.
Why have we come here tonight? Why do we do anything throughout every day of our life? We all share this in common, the animals share this in common, every living entity shares this one basic truth in common.
咁咧，所有嘅生命，呢一個真理咧，我哋每個人兩個動物中心咧，都有一個呢個共同嘅真理嘅。
At every single moment, we're trying to avoid suffering, and we're trying to engage in something that will bring us happiness.
所以我哋講，我哋嘗試避免痛苦啦，同埋嘗試從事一啲咧，可以俾到我哋快樂嘅。Did
any of us wake up this morning and plan catastrophes to happen, or accidents, or miseries?
各位，今朝早上起嚟嘅時候，有冇安排住㗎？話住到我哋啲唔開心嘅嘢，或者啲意外會發生咧？
We make plans to avoid these things.
我哋做啲計劃去避免痛苦啊，啲唔好嘅嘢。In spite
of our plans to avoid unhappiness and to embrace happiness, it always seems to be a little bit outside of our reach.
咁啊，縱使我哋作緊嘗試啦，去避免痛苦同埋追求快樂，但好多時候似乎咧有少少咧遙不可及嘅。Many
of us in different parts of our lives have strived to acquire something that advertising or some popular desire has been created within us to attain because we knew that that would make us really happy. And too much striving and endeavor and sometimes hard work. We achieved that particular thing, but then we wondered, wow, this didn't make me as happy as I thought.
咁我哋希望得到一樣嘢啦，係想話我哋諗下，呢樣嘢你都唔係真係我咁開心嘅喎。
I thought others were happy by getting this, but it just isn't giving me the real happiness.
我諗住咁樣做，我可以快樂，但係其實都唔係，都唔會俾我所心諗住中嘅快樂。
After so many attempts for different types of enjoyment through different material means, the living entity gets frustrated. One begins to inquire what will actually satisfy me and who am I that needs to be satisfied?
我上次滿足過呢個邊個嚟㗎？同埋我就係咪真係呢個身體？呢個身體係我嚟㗎咧？Real
human form of life begins when we think, who am I? Why am I suffering? And how can I avoid suffering and pain? Real lasting happiness.
真正嘅人嘅生命當你去問下呢個問題啦，我係邊一個咧？我點樣去避免痛苦咧？點樣咧？如何可以到底係持續恆久永恆嘅快樂？We're
all on this spacious called Earth, and we're all passengers going somewhere.
我哋全部都喺呢個叫地球，或者一個喺呢個叫飛船上面嘅，而我哋全部咧都走向一個地方嘅。
But where we have come from and where we're going, many people don't contemplate.
但係我哋從何而嚟咧？同埋我哋去點樣算咧？好多人都唔諗呢方面嘅嘢。
Fortunately, the Vedic literatures are like the owner's manual of this material universe.
有好似話就經書咧，就好似呢個宇宙嘅本嘅說明書咁樣嘅。
All of you here today, including, like we have some particular device which requires an owner's manual. The simple cell phone, a simple camera, what to speak of something more complicated, some computers. It comes with an owner's manual to tell the proper use, how to get the best use of this and to utilize it
properly.
So the owner's manual of this universe is called Vedic
literature. It
explains this world, the world beyond this world, or by Kunta, or by Goloka Vrindavan. Explains complete knowledge of this world we live in, and who we are, and how to obtain liberation from these material
wizards.
What are these miseries of the material world?
Adiyatik,
Adibhautik, and Adibhautik, Klesha. First of all, the miseries that pertain to the body and mind. Mental disturbance, bodily pains, and medical
difficulties.
Also the miseries that pertain to natural disturbances in this world.
同埋咧，亦都有一啲嘅痛苦咧，係關聯到呢個世界大自然嘅呢啲咁樣嘅係不平衡嘅。
Typhoons, hurricanes, earthquakes.
風啊、地震啊、諸如此類。
So these miseries in this world can only be mitigated by developing knowledge of the true self.
咁呢就呢啲嘅痛苦咧。世界痛苦，你只能夠通過一個人發展出真我嘅知識咧，先至能夠消離到呢啲痛苦嘅。
These material miseries are superfluous to our real self, the soul.
呢啲咁嘅質痛苦咧，對於我哋嘅靈魂嚟講，其實咧係啲非常之係表面嘅嘢嚟嘅，好表面嘅。
Therefore, Sri Vyasadeva has compiled Vedic literatures to help us understand our true position and the real.Destiny, our real home.
咁所以一位聖人要成為集嘅編集咗呢個偉達經典啦，講俾我哋知我哋真正嘅身份，同埋咧講俾我哋知我哋真正嘅家園係點樣嘅。
The self-realized soul is personification of these teachings.
咁一個自我覺悟嘅靈魂咧，佢就係呢啲嘅教導咧嘅一個體現化嚟噶。
There's the book Bhagavad, Granth Bhagavad, and there's also Bhakta Bhagavad.
咁講到咧係呢個兩種又叫國家馬達，就係話有經典嘅咧同埋人物嘅國家馬達嘅。
The Bhagavad has no attraction to anything in this material world。
因為咁樣嘅自我覺悟嘅靈魂咧，佢對物質世界裏面嘅任何嘢咧，並冇任何受到佢所吸引嘅。
However, he's an emissary or an ambassador of the Supreme Lord in his compassionate feature to help us.Understand our true position, our true identity, and to liberate ourselves from these miseries and our bondage to the material existence.
但係咧，佢係天主啊，佢恩慈嘅一個咁樣嘅大慈嚟嘅，咁嚟到去幫助我哋，等佢擺脱出咧呢個物質世界所加諸俾我哋諸般嘅係痛苦啦，同埋呢個捆綁嘅。
We're very, very fortunate to have such one Sudha Bhakta in our midst.
咁我哋係非常之幸運啊！能夠一位如此咁純粹嘅奉獻者咧，在我哋今日當中。
Pure devotee of the Lord, it can give us divine knowledge to help us understand ourselves, our relationship to this material world, which is temporary, and our real existence, which is eternal, with the Supreme Lord.
咁呢位純粹奉獻者俾到我哋純粹嘅提醒，關於我哋自己真我係點樣嘅咧？關於我哋同呢個物質世界嘅關係，如果關係短暫，同時咧，佢俾到我哋知識，關於到咧。我哋嗰個嘅永恆嘅存在，喺我靈性世界永恆存在點樣嘅？
Tonight, all of the Maharaj should open our hearts, open our ears, put everything else aside, and take this very, very deeply in our inner self.
我想你今晚我哋大家應該係將我哋嘅心機打開啦，好專心去聆聽，耳朵去聆聽啦，然之後咧將呢個知識咧好點俾喺我哋呢個內在嘅自我裏邊。
Thank you very
much. 好多謝曬。
Thank you.
What are you doing only to make happy about this physical body?
有冇人想做即係希望咧係滿足我哋呢個叫肉體
？We want or not this body one day will be get gradually decay, decay and have to give up this body.
你想唔想即係我哋喺呢個身體始終嚟講會慢衰老咧？你始終都要放棄呢個身體嘅。
So we want to be happy. So science has discovered communication.Transportation, medical science, still are suffering much more than us before.
咁係啦，我哋希望快樂咧，而科學咧係幫到我哋，無論係資訊啊、運輸啊同埋醫學方面，但係咧，我哋痛苦咧，似乎比以前係更多添嘅。
In this world, we are eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is common to all living entities, not only human beings.
咁呢個世界嚟講，我哋所做嘅活動咧，叫飲食啦、睡眠啦、交配啦，同埋防衞呢啲活動咧，唔係只係人類有個終身都有噶。
Then what? How will we be happy?
但係我哋點可以得到快樂咧
？So our scripture has told, Nitya Madham Sulabham Sukalpam Mukulkarna Dharan Mayanu Kuleyan Avastakaritam Kuman Thavabdhinna Kare Sadmaha. Yet in this human being, human body, who are not in bhajan.They are self-killer.
咁我哋呢啲嘢咁講到，根據呢個人類嘅生命，如果我哋唔使去進行靈修嘅話咧，我哋係殺害緊自己嘅靈魂嘅，自我殺戮者呢種。
This human body like a boat.
呢個人類身體好似一艘船咁樣嘅。
And who is the captain of the boat?
邊個係船嘅船長咧
？So the Guru Padma is the expert captain of the boat.
靈性導師咧就係我哋呢個身體呢艘船嘅船長嚟㗎。
You have sail in your boat, then you can go very fast.
如果你呢個船長有呢個帆嘅話咧，你就可以漂洋得好遠。
What is that sail？
呢個帆係咩咧
？The Sadhu Sangha Good Association。
就係叫聖人嘅聯誼啊，一啲良好嘅聯誼。
So we have to be always in good association。
因此我哋若自己經常咧都能夠身處一個良好嘅聯誼當中。
And under guidance of Bonafide Guruji, if you bhajan, then our life will be successful.
然之後就係真實無害嘅靈性導師嘅指引之下，我哋進行靈修嘅時候咧，我哋生命將會係成功嘅。
If you not do so, we bound to suffer in this world.
如果我哋唔係咁樣做嘅時候咧，你係焗住一定要喺呢個世界裏面去受苦嘅。
To maintain our life in this world, we have to have a job or a business to maintain our this physical body. So we are not this physical body, we are spirit soul.
佢唔係我哋嘅生命啊，或者有啲喺呢世界上咧，我哋要翻工啊，或者有啲做啲生意去照顧呢個身體，但係我哋並唔係呢個身體，我哋係內在個靈魂嚟噶。
If soul is happy, everything will be happy。
如果我靈魂係快樂嘅時候，一切都會係快樂嘅。
We are loving each other, not due to physical body, due to soul。
我哋係能夠互相相愛咧，唔係因為肉體，係因為有靈魂嘅存在。
Parents loving their children, husband like wife, wife like husband, why? The soul is there, for soul they are loving each other。
父母愛佢哋嘅兒女，丈夫愛佢妻子，妻子愛丈夫，點解咧？因為係有靈魂，係有處先有呢個愛嘅存在。
To whom we love, if soul will go ahead, then we can meet to create a famous ground。
我哋所愛嗰個對象，如果個靈魂離開咗嗰個身體嘅時候咧，我哋將個身體咧攞咗去火葬場裏面去撞咗佢㗎。
So if really someone want to be happy, must have to take shelter of Guna Pai Gurudev。
如果一個人佢想係快樂嘅時候，佢一定要係托庇於咧一位真實無畏嘅靈性導師㗎。
And being under his guidance, if you do bhajan, then you will be happy and your life will be successful。
然後咧，在佢嘅指示之下咧，你從事咗靈修班長嘅時候咧，咁你咧就能夠係生命係會係成功啦，而亦都將會係快樂噶。
In the liturgy, to do bhajan is very easy。Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Naste, Eva Naste, Eva Naste, Eva Gatirannatha。
我哋身處呢個年代叫做卡利年代咧，做靈修亦非常之容易，只需要咧，佢剛才呢個師講到，我哋唱佢不斷去唱誦主嘅聖名咁就得噶啦。
In other yugas, you have to meditate thousands of years。
咁舊時嘅年代咧，你要做打坐、靜思啊、觀想咧，可能數千年甚至乎一萬年咁耐。
And some。He had to do or chant so many years, parallel Kali Yuga, if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By this you can do bhajan very easily.
咁咧係有啲其他年代咧，可能你做一啲咧係好詳細叫廟宇裏邊嘅崇拜嘅程序啦。但係喺卡年代，只需要唱誦呢個 Hare Krishna 呢個曼陀羅嘅時候咧，你就可以好容易咁樣領修噶。
So please don't waste your time. Take shelter of Guna Pai Gurudev and do bhajan and make your life successful. Hare Krishna.
咁所以請大家咧就唔好浪費時間，寶貴嘅時間啦，學俾一個真實無無畏靈性導師，從主嘅靈修咁變得係快樂嘅。
晚茶咁多都唔使食啦。
गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय पदभक्ताय नमो नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। यू कैन कम हियर इफ यू लाइक। My millions of dandvat pranati in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnu Bhasi Shrimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same millions of dandvat pranati in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Bhasi Shrimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. As I told yesterday class, what is yoga? Yoga means this is Sanskrit Word. It means to add two things. There must be two things. And then, like bricks, if you want to add two bricks, cement and water and other things are needed. In this way, one is Supreme Lord, and other, unlimited these souls. Because we have forgotten Him, so we are very, very suffering. Sometimes we be donkeys, asses, hawks, pigs, sometimes demigod, sometimes also many things. We have passed through all species of life. Now Krishna is so merciful. Without any reason, out of His spontaneous mercy, causeless mercy, He has given us this human form. But this human form is very temporary. We don't know when we will die. And we are all suffering. Because we know that, I am this body. But really, this body is what? A bag of urine, stool, blood, and so many things. But we think that we are this. And we do only to please this body, not to soul and not to mind. So, the easiest way how we can meet again with Krishna, that is yoga. You should know that soul are part and parcel of Godhead. Eternal servant. But don't think that worldly servants or that service of Krishna are so lovely and so beautiful. Like friends, like son and mother and father and son, and like most beloved and most beloved. So very lovely there is service of Krishna. So here yoga means how in the process by which a soul can meet with Krishna. Really this is yoga. Today what is taught in this world, especially in China, Hong Kong and other places, this is the exercise of body. If your whole life, all thousand of life, you will do exercise, soul will not be happy. And you will have to be old, and one day you will have to give up this body. So this yoga cannot help in any way. So we are discussing about real yoga. Here, Krishna is Supreme Lord. And we are part and parcel of that Supreme Lord. By what process we can meet Him? Like cement, like mud. Oh, that is love and affection. By love, love to Krishna, we can again attain that perfect stage where we will happy forever. But what is that process? How to have prem? Anna pilasita sunnam jnana karmadana pritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakteruttama. Explain you. Yeah.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksurum Vinikam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Dikshi Gurudev, Nityalila Prabhishtam Vishnu Pada Stokadisata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
So she had a very good idea of the execution of the
and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees and guests, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about one very beautiful verse which describes the definition of the process by which we can get out of all the miseries of material world and connect like cement with God.
这个情绝呢，这个事情就是一个非常之好的情绝呢。如何用呢？把这个这个这些个衣服呢，与同神呢，有个非常坚固的联系在里头。
This is a very, very beautiful verse by one of our previous spiritual masters named Srila Rupa Goswami.
这个非常之美丽的一个事情呢，由我们以前的一个灵性导师，他名字呢叫罗巴·高斯瓦米。
This process has two parts.
这个情绝有两部分呢。Some
symptoms which are devoid, which we should be devoid of in order to achieve that union or yoga with God. And some positive activities that we must attain and moves that we must attain in order to have that yoga with God.
第二樣嘢係話咧，若果正念嘅活動咧，正念嘅心水咧，我哋應該係得到嘅。為咗提升同神嘅呢個咁樣嘅愛心嘅關係咧，我哋要做啲正念嘅嘢。So
in other words, there are to do's and to not to do.
換言之咧，係有所為有所不為。Pure
bhakti yoga, or the linking of God by the practice of love and devotion, is devoid of all material
desires.
All desires other than the desire to please the Lord under the guidance of His representative, this process is devoid of that.
所有嘅欲望咧，呢啲欲望咧係除咗係去取悦主之外，仲有一個靈性導師嘅指示之下去取悦神之外咧，咁呢個其他欲望全部都冇嘅，呢個程序就係咁樣噶啦。Jnana
karmadi anavritam, and the process of fruitive activities to engage in activities to please my senses or to engage in activities to merge in with God and become one with Him in all respects, to give up my personal identity and to think He has no personal identity. Bhakti Yoga is also devoid of that. Those engagements of the body, mind, words, and moods of the heart.
嗰啲活動咧，無論我哋通過我哋嘅身體啦、我哋心意、我哋嘅言語同埋內心嘅心水啊
，perform without any interruption。
如果你做啲活動從不間斷咁做嘅話咧
，without any other cause than to please the Lord。
除咗一個原因就係佢出於自主之外，再冇其他原因咁樣做嘅話
，and which is free from any other desire than to please the Lord。
同埋咧，再冇任何其他欲望，除咗個欲望，只係想去取悅主去討好神嘅啫。
Which is just like a stream of honey flowing from a jar。
咁呢個欲望呢個情況好似咧一啲蜜糖同埋一個樽都樹流出嚟咁樣。
So it becomes a stream of activities that are unmotivated and without any interruption。
咁咧呢個變咗好似咧一系列活動，而呢啲活動咧係無動機嘅啦，同埋從不間斷嘅。
This is the definition of pure devotion, pure devotional service.
咁呢個咧就係純粹嘅愛心嘅定義啊，或者純粹嘅奉獻服務嘅定義啦。
One must please the Lord without any interruption.
一個一定要無從不間斷咁去討好神嘅。
But the Lord comes in two features.
但係主咧有兩個形貌嘅喎。
Vishaya Bhagavan and Ashraya Bhagavan.
基督聖靈講嘅叫咧 Vishaya Bhagavan 同埋 Ashraya Bhagavan.
Or the Lord and His devotees.
即係話咧。係主啦，同埋主嘅奉獻者嘅。
Anukulyena Anushilanam, one who engages in favorable, uninterrupted, continuous service to the devotee of the Lord under His guidance.
如果佢係在主嘅奉獻者嘅指引之下，從事於係對主嘅奉獻服務嘅，一個咧係無動機同埋從不間斷嘅奉獻服務嘅話咧
，very soon achieves union with God to the point where he can serve like a playmate.
咁咧，好快嘅時候咧，佢就能夠咧，可以係達到對神嘅服務啦。咁嗰啲服務咧，甚至乎可以將係同一
個。And we learn the secrets of this Bhakti Yoga from Sri Guru。
我哋係從靈性導師嗰處學習到呢門奉愛瑜伽嘅秘訣噶。
Krishna's mother Yashoda chastised him and made him cry。
Krishna 嘅媽媽，神嘅媽媽叫 Yashoda 咧，佢係斥責佢嘅兒子話鬧，咪令到佢喊噶。
He wasn't smiling or laughing; he was crying。Can this be called yoga or bhakti, devotion, union?
咁呢個可唔可以叫係瑜伽或者係純粹嘅愛心咧
？Certainly, because bhakti is in the heart of the devotee, not in the heart of Krishna.
肯定係嘅，因為呢個愛心係喺奉獻者愛心裏邊，係唔喺神嘅裏邊個心裏邊嘅。
So because her motive was to make him happy, even her chastisement is called bhakti.
因為Krishna 媽媽就相對嚟個動機係想令到 Krishna 開心，所以呢個對佢責罵佢嚟講咧，呢個都係要純粹嘅奉獻服務。
So how we can come to the level of that intimate association with God, like a mother, like a friend, like a beloved, Srila Gurudev will tell us.
我哋點可以達到嗰個層面咧？同神嘅關係好似有個咧係至愛啊、父親啊、母親啊或者朋友咁嘅關係咧？我哋嘅書會講俾你知噶。
Thank you.
कृष्ण दास कटक कीर्तन कर दो तब जय जय गोविंद गोपाल उत्पाय सकली करते
कृष्ण गोविंद गोविंद गोपाल कृष्ण गोविंद 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 गोपाल गोविंद गोविंद
So this is Uttama Bhakti. By which love and affection to Supreme Lord can be achieved. And then Jeev can meet with Krishna and serve Him. In other scripture also it has been written, Paranurakti Ishvare That is, oh, so much deep affection, strong affection to Ishwar, that is Krishna. And this is Param Dharma Valli. Savai Pansang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Radhokhaje. This thing. That is a spontaneous love and affection to Supreme Lord Krishna is Param Dharma. All dharms that today religious, they preach so many things, but really they are not dharma. If they are indicating Krishna bhakti, then they are dharma. But all religions, Mohammedanism, Christianity, Buddhism, they don't accept the transcendental form of Supreme Lord. No quality in him, then what is the use of what is the use of accepting God? If he has no mercy, no attributes, nothing he has, then he is like zero. So we should not do anything for them. That is, to serve Krishna spontaneously is Parama Dharma. But there should be no swartha, selfishness. Whatever you do to please Krishna, then we treat people. You should think, what I am going to do, will it please to Krishna or not? Will it please to my Gurudev or not? If pleases, then you should do. And those things are which are not favorable for bhakti, reject as strongly. So this is bhakti. But it begins from where? Last fraction, Shraddha. Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anartha Nivritti, Tato Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then pain. What is Shraddha? Oh, can you define you? What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha?
Shraddha means faith. Shraddha is faith that the Supreme Lord has form, he has qualities, he has transcendental abode. By pleasing him, everything can be accomplished at once. Nothing else will need to be done. Faith is that natural tendency in the heart, in the jiva, to serve the Supreme Lord with love.
Thank you. Oh, you. What is Shraddha? Oh, Tadiya Dov. Oh, Mike.
Akyana Tivradasya Gyanantana Sabakya Kachur Kundamiyena Tasmai Sri Kudirena Vanchakalpa Drupya Swati Vasenu Deyaja Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the definition of Shraddha.
Sri Gurudev has given me the definition of Shraddha, the essential meaning.
From scriptures we have heard that to cultivate an interest in any particular object or goal which we want to possess or achieve is the cultivation of faith.
咁咧喺經典講到，如果你想培養對任何嘅係事情嘅係呢個嘅興趣嘅話咧，嗰個咧係信心嘅培養嚟噶。
Without showing an interest in any particular subject matter, one cannot develop faith.
如果佢對嗰個命題冇興趣嘅時候咧，佢係唔能夠發展出信心嘅。
His or her faith will only be sentiment unless it is possessed with the attributes of the particular object which we want to have a relationship with or want to possess.
咁咧，佢嘅信心只會係憑一種感情用事。如果佢嘅信心咧，並唔係話想同嗰樣佢所培養嘅嘢咧有咁嘅關係喺度。
So we have faith in so many plans.
我哋對好多嘢都好多計劃都有信心。
So many programs.
對好多程序有呢個信心。
When we are young,
好年輕嘅時候咧，
many of us.
我哋好多人咧。
Have faith that if I learn this in school, I will become happy.
我已經諗過，如果喺學校裏面讀讀過書嘅話，我就會快樂啦。
I will be able to do good for others.
我就能夠去做福他人啦。
And moreover, my life will be successful.
同時亦講我生命將會成功。
Some persons have faith if I will become a doctor.
有啲人信心就係話，如果我能夠成為一個醫生嘅話，
I can cure so many persons.
我能夠醫好好多人啊。
And the whole world will be happy with this.
咁整個世界都會對我滿意。
So this is some understanding of the word faith.
呢個係對信心嘅字，有幫我了解嘅。
As Srila Gurudev and all our masters of Bhakti Yoga have explained, yeah.
我哋嘅靈性導師同埋心前之前嘅所講，同我而家嘅師傅係解釋到啦。
That the real relationship that the living entity has.
身體所能夠有嘅真正嘅關係咧，
is not with this body，
唔係同呢個身體嘅關係，
or with the things in this world，
亦都唔係同呢個世界事嘅關係。
Our real relationship is with the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna。
我哋真正嘅關係咧就係同至尊人格首相 Krishna 嘅關係，同神嘅關係。
Fortunate are we if we can hear about our transcendental relationship with Krishna from the bona fide source。
好幸運嘅，如果我哋能夠從一個真實無我嘅源頭咧，去聽到我哋同神中嘅關係嘅話咧
，either from scriptures，
無論從經典啊
，or from the pure devotee or the eternal associate of Krishna himself，
或者係從即係純粹嘅奉獻者啦，或者係從神咧永恆嘅同僚所聆聽翻嚟嘅話咧
，who knows better about our own relationship than that very person who is in complete knowledge of who we are.
咁咧，有誰人咧係能夠最知道呢個關係咧？除咗係嗰個咧係能夠知道一切所有事情嘅人。
So real faith is only related with our real identity.
真正嘅信心咧係同我哋真正嘅身份係聯繫嘅。
Faith related to this body and any temporary situation in this world is not really faith.
對呢個身體嘅信心同埋對任何短暫事情境況嘅信心咧，並非真正嘅信心嚟㗎。
Real faith again is related to who we really are and what is our transcendental relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
真正嘅信心就係話咧，知道我哋自己真我係邊個啦，同埋咧同呢個自尊主嘅個關係嘅人。
So anyone who has an interest to hear about the knowledge, the science, the process, how to develop our relationship with Krishna.
任何人都有興趣去聽呢個咧，啊呢門知識啊呢門科學，去點同神同 Krishna 咧重新發展翻個關係嘅話咧，
that personality can develop real faith.
嗰個人佢先能夠咧係發展出一種真正嘅信心嘅。
The more we hear about who we really are,
我哋聽到我哋真我係邊個啦，
and who really is God，
同埋神真正係點樣嘅話咧，
and what is our real loving relationship with God，
同埋我哋同神嗰個真正嘅密切關係係點樣嘅話咧，
the more we can develop faith，
我哋聽嘅時候咧，我哋就能夠發展我哋嘅信心。
to realize that very relationship and our very constitutional identity. So real faith means after hearing sufficiently, constantly in the association of real sadhus or sainty personalities, a conviction manifests within our heart that we firmly embrace the determination that we conclude that only by performing activities which are part of the process of bhakti yoga, all my necessities will be fulfilled. Nothing else is required. So again, any faith which is related to this body, to the temporary things which we can obtain in this world, is really false faith. Real faith or shraddha is only that which pertains to our constitutional identity, being atma or soul. And related to the Supreme Soul, God Himself,
Krishna.
And how to develop our loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. That is real faith. And to consider anything else, we have no more interest or faith in that. So as we are hearing what is bhakti yoga, what is the essence of our relationship with God, that we have a loving relationship with Him, which is beyond any conception of any relationship in this world. And we can cultivate a loving relationship by hearing from that very personality who has realized himself that loving relationship. Who himself is fully absorbed in serving the Supreme Personality with love and affection. So to make a...
Oh, why you are restless? Or sit down to a place. Otherwise they will chastise you. Sit silent. Don't go here and there. Sit down. Fixed.
So we have to fix our minds, our heart, our determination. Don't let it wander around like a small boy. Fix it very carefully, attentively. Hearing very interesting things which are being presented tonight. Cultivate this and then fix your goal. That I will use the rest of my life to attain this very goal. For sure, transcendental faith will very quickly manifest in our heart. And we will lose all our interest in all other areas. I want to tell a short story to illustrate what we are discussing in this relationship. Once there was a person, and he wanted to have a small bird. A very beautiful bird he saw in the shop. He thought that My wife, my children, they really don't take me serious.
그럼 제가 뭐 자식이야 뭐 이래도 이제 뭐 대려 괜찮.
A dog to look after a dog is too difficult. You have to go out and walk with him, and even here in Hong Kong, you have to clean after the dog passes. So I will take a little bird, put it in a cage, and I will have such a nice relationship with this bird. I will look after the bird. So he went to the shop. He went to the shop and he bought a very small, beautiful bird. And he thought, now I will make a very wonderful little home for this bird. And he bought a golden cage. And in the cage he made some arrangements that there would be some water and some food, yeah, to be presented to the bird. So he brought home the cage, the golden cage, and the bird, placed the bird inside. He was very happy. And he thought, now I should make that cage very beautiful, so the bird will be very happy. So he started to make the gold shimmer and shine. So very beautiful. And he made some precious stones on the outside, and he made it so beautiful, he thought, now the bird will be very happy. So all day he was engaged in this. And every day, day after day, he was thinking how to make the cage more beautiful. But in the meantime, he forgot to give some food to the bird. And water. And the bird died. So what is the teaching here? We have so much faith in the things of this world. Well, especially this body,
ultimately
the body healthy,
by
yoga, by good food, by fresh air, by giving some special injections to make us look young, doing facelifts. So many things we can use to make the body more beautiful. And then we want a beautiful house, and a very good and fancy car to drive around and to give good impression to our friends. We want to go on holiday to see the world, and we want to sometimes smoke very expensive cigarettes and drink. All the time we are absorbed in thinking how to look after this body. But we forget who we really are. We are not interested. We have forgotten all this time to nourish our very self. Who we really are. This is what we can investigate in this human form of life. So this is our invitation tonight. Continue to hear more and more.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Really, Shraddha is a strong faith. That if I will do Krishna Bhakti, then my everything in my whole life has been done. You should know that the tendency to serve Krishna, Krishna Seva Ki Vasana, tendency to serve Krishna, this is real Shraddha.
So,
And then outer symptom is very strong faith in Krishna word, epic words, and Guru word. Then this is really Shraddha. How it comes? Only by Sadhu Sangha, in the association of Sadhu. But real Sadhu, not nakli Sadhu.
Not so-called Sadhu.
And then Sadhu Sangha, two kinds. First, he will create Shraddha to Krishna, to Guru, Vaishnava words. And after that, he will show that you must take initiation, Harinam and Diksha. And then he selects any bona fide guru. And then he learns the process of doing bhakti. Bhaktis are of two kinds, Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga. Vaidhi bhakti, prem, will lead you to Vaikunth Dham. And Raganuga, it will take you to Krishna Dham. Highest stage will be achieved by Raganuga. You are lucky to come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day you can really achieve Raganuga Bhakti by reading Chaitanya Charitamrit, Srimad Bhagavatam, and reading the books of Goswami. Then Gurudev will teach us 64 kinds of process of bhakti. First is to serve Gurudev, to fulfill the desire of Gurudev. And thus hear and follow the process strongly. And then other process are there, 64. But in 64, 9 are prominent. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Sakhyam,
Atmanivedanam.
And in these, five are more prominent. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagav Savan, Mathura Vas, Sri Murti, Shraddhaya Sevan. And in them, three are prominent. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And in three, one is prominent. Himself, Krishna name. If you will chant and remember Krishna name, all things will come. So Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam. Kalau naste va naste va naste va gatiranyatha. So if you follow all these processes strongly, then anarth will go away. What these anarth are? Namaparad, 10 kinds of namaparad. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Don't beat them. Don't abuse or envious to them. Don't disobey your Gurudev. Try to follow totally what he teaches us. And others are. At the time of chanting name, don't sleep or don't be lousy,
lazy
or in the, all strongly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, in this way. And follow your Gurudev Diksha Mantra that Gurudev gives, 9 or 8 mantra daily you should do. Anartha also about name, Nama Parad, and also Seva Parad. So many things. They will all go gradually if you will follow that process. And then Nishtha will come. What is Nishtha? Nishtha means?
Steadiness
of mind. I may die, but I will not give up chanting name. Like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22 markets. And Muslims were telling that you should chant Allah Khuda. Don't chant. But always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Never. And then at last, they took his flesh and blood, everything. A skeleton was there and they throw it in Ganges. And Haridas Thakur came as if nothing has been done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then they beg pardon in his lotus feet. Oh, this is Nishtha. You know Prahlad Maharaj? His father tortured him. Don't tell the name of Vishnu. He is my enemy. But he never did so. Always Krishna, 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 Krishna. For you should be like that. Very strong. Don't be weak if I am going from here. And then Krishna mercy will come to you. And then Nishtha will come. Then two kinds of ruchis will come. Taste in chanting, taste in reading books, taste in cooking for Krishna. In all things, taste will come. Also this test is, ruchi is of two kinds. Vastu vaishishta apekkhani, vastu vaishishta anapekkhani. If kirtan is going on, if there is very nice instruments and very sweet voice, then we will try to hear it. But if anyone, he has so much love and affection even, but no swar, no rag ragini, then we will not see here. If deity is decorated beautifully, gold ornaments and cloth, oh, then we will do pranam. But same deity is not decorated, we will not do. So this is vastu vaishishta apekkhani. If all things are good, nice, sweet, decorated, then we will do pranam or shraddha. Ruchi test will come.
But where there is no need of all these things, where the sweet voice are not, only Krishna, he told Mahaprabhu, ran away. So, a voice not good, not sweet, but if he has so Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi and Prem, we should hear. And where there is a rag ragni but no bhakti, we should not hear. And then this will create Ashakti. What is that Ashakti? Ashakti means two attachments. To attachment to process of bhakti. Without chanting name, we cannot be a moment, then this is asakti. So it will come first on bhajan, and after that it will come in bhajaniya Krishna. Attachment in Krishna. Attachment in the associates of Krishna. This is asakti. Oh, if you this will be perfect asakti, then rati will come. What is rati? Very difficult. That is Shuddha Sattva. Can you? What is rati? Shuddha Sattva.
Shuddha Sattva Vishatma Prema Soyam Shud Samyava Ruchi Bis Chitama Srina Kriyaso Bhava Uchate. This is the definition shloka of Bhav Rati. It means that when our attachment, our love and deep love and affection for the process of bhakti and for the object of bhakti, which is Krishna, when it deepens and becomes very intense, two things happen. One thing is that the heart becomes softened. And the other thing is that we get a taste for three things. We get taste for Krishna. We get taste for anything related to Krishna. And we get a taste for bhakti.
Thank you. So, here, Shuddha Sattva. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. This is stage. If anyone doing bhajan, he has left his wife, children's home, wealth, reputation, everything. But yet rati Shuddha Sattva has not come. This stage is very critical. And that is why he fell down. So many sannyasis and all others, they are
falling down.
They're falling down from bhakti. So you should, in easy way, you should understand what is Shuddha Sattva. There are two kinds of associates of Krishna. Ragatmik and Raganuga. Raganuga, Mother Yashoda, Nanda, Subal, Siddham and Gopis. They are Ragatmika. eternally associate in Golok Vaikuntha Dham. And those who follow them are Raganuga. They are Raganuga. So, when a Raganuga Bhakta, Sadhak, meditating upon the associates of Krishna, like Yashoda Mother, Nanda Baba, or Sakha, friends, or like most beloved gopis, then their moods comes in Raganuga. And that thing is called Suddha Sattva. So very, very high thing. So Rati is not an ordinary thing. And when Rati will come, then after that frame will come. I wanted to explain it by a story. What is that? But perhaps no time. You will have to hack it. No, at 7. At 7. But anyhow, in brief, I am telling that, you know, Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is quite Svatantra.
Independent.
Not dependent. He can do whatever he wants. But Mother Yashoda binded him, or so powerful Krishna he binded. In a rope. And he began to weep like that boy. So he began to weep, oh, so Supreme Lord. And Mother Yashoda told him, I will what?
Punish you.
And Krishna began to weep. Was he imitating or what he was doing? No imitation at all. If Yashoda will not love Krishna and serve, then Krishna cannot remain a second. And you know how she tightened Krishna. In a chartered motor?
Grinder motor.
Grinding motor. He wanted to beat him, but anyhow she binded. But she binded by love and affection. And really Krishna was binded. Also you know Phal Vikrani.
Fruit seller.
In brief you should tell.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to tell in brief the story of the fruit seller. There was a fruit seller living in Mathura.
In brief.
Yeah, and she was hearing about the wonderful activities of little child Krishna who lived across the river in Vrindavan. So she went to Vrindavan determined to meet that Krishna. And she would sell her fruits. Come and get your fruits for me. Get your fruits for me. And she could never see Krishna. He never came out. So she became so absorbed in gratitude in Krishna. That she started saying, Damodar Lo, Madhavado, Madhava Loka, take Damodara, take Madhava, these different names of Krishna. She didn't meet him. She was determined that if I don't meet Krishna, I'll just fast till I die. So with that determination, she just sat in Vrindavan, and Krishna inspired his mother to let him go out with some fruits. And Krishna was only about 2.5 years old, hardly wearing anything but a little chain around his waist. So his mother gave him the grains to buy the fruits, but the grains were falling through his little teeny fingers. So he only had a couple of grains left hanging to his fingers. He approached the fruit lady and he said, "Give me some fruit." Now she was totally overwhelmed by seeing this beautiful Krishna who she had been waiting for. She said, "Okay, I'll give you some fruit, but first you have to sit on my lap and you have to call me mother." So Krishna looked around very scared. Why? Because he's the son of a rich king, Nanda Maharaj, rich queen. And she's a low class fruit seller. How can I sit on her lap and call her mother? But I do want those fruits. So in one second, he jumped on her lap, called her mother, and jumped off. And now her heart was totally stolen. So she gave Krishna all the fruits that would fit in his little baby arms. Krishna went home to his mother. And those fruits, Mother Yashoda distributed to everyone. There was no limit in the fruits. And what happened to that Vikrani, that fruit lady? She just sat there. She just forgot who she was, where she was from, that she was from Mathura, totally absorbed in Krishna. So now it was getting late, and somebody came to her, "You know, I think it's time to go home." So the fruit basket, because she gave Krishna the fruits, and whatever one gives to Krishna, she gets back a million times in return. It seemed that she got a little back, just a few grains, and Krishna got all the fruits. But she put the rest of her fruit basket on her head, and in just a state of trance, didn't know where she was going, she walked towards the Jamuna. And she felt that the basket was so heavy. So she looked at the basket and she saw that there was no more fruits. Now it was filled with rubies, diamonds, and gold. So if you give to Krishna, you get back a million times. But what did she think? What are these useless jewels? Now I have Krishna in my heart. So she threw the jewels in the Jamuna and just walked off, and nobody knew where she went. Certainly she attained Krishna in the spiritual world. So this is an example of someone who has attained the highest stage of praying, or the highest stage of bhakti yoga. As Gurudev mentioned, this is a class about yoga.
This is called prem. If you want to have Krishna, try to achieve such a spontaneous love to Krishna. Krishna Das. Krishna.
Hare Krishna, tomorrow we have to prepare
or
departing there for tomorrow early in the morning,
or going on the next morning, Shri Gurudev will go back to India. We want to request all of you to come to India during the festival of Kartik, which is very soon, and India is very close to Hong Kong.
咁咧，因為佢好朝好早要離開，香港翻返印度啦。咁但係咧，我哋就呢次講嘅咧，響十月份到嘅時候咧，佢印度因為印度同香港距離好近啦，咁希望舒德古咧，請大家咧係去參加呢個嘅係印度成嗰個節日啦。So
all of you have had darshan of Gurudev during this week. You want to request please tomorrow give us time to prepare for our journey, pack all our bags, and Shri Gurudev should bless tomorrow for the next day leaving early. You can all come to the airport the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. We will be there in the airport. So please do not visit Shri Gurudev in his residence tomorrow. Thank you.
希望大家聽日咧就唔好上去上面睇，但係除咗之外，我哋呢個本身嗰個火掣嘅啲，我哋關於咗嘅奉獻者，佢哋奉獻者咧，聽朝早上8點鐘準時去到山林咗呢個火掣儀式啊。
8:35
8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8:35 8